something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is rebroadcast of the Global Day of Prayer with Pastor Chris, November edition.
You're glorious. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Thank you. That the nations of men may come to know the truth. Come to know the truth. The truth of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. I want to show you something in the Bible while we're still in this spirit of prayer. If you go to the book of Acts, chapter 16, there's a beautiful story that the word tells us about this lady. If you go to verse 14, it says, "And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul." Now, that is remarkable because the Bible says the Lord opened Lydia's heart so she would attend to the things spoken by the Apostle Paul. It was the Lord who opened her heart. So the Lord is able to open the hearts of men. You know, no one can know God except He opens that person's heart to know Him. How can a man find God? You can't find Him in the laboratory. You can't find Him with your senses. But if God opens the heart of a man, He'll know the truth. So, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as you open the heart of Lydia, in the days of Paul the Apostle, we pray for men and women around the world who have known you yet, that you will open their hearts. Open their hearts to attend to the word that we bring to them, to the message that we share with them all over the world, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to pray again. And this time, you know, the Bible tells us, shows us how to engage the forces of darkness through prayer. And this is very important. So I'm going to read to you from Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, and I'll begin reading from verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Look at that. He tells us to be strong in the Lord, depending completely in his power, not our abilities. In the power of his might. He is mighty to save, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. He is mighty.
Yes.
It's powerful. Then he says, put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. He tells us we actually wrestle against forces of darkness. We wrestle against forces of darkness. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He says, human beings are not our enemies. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There are forces, there are evil spirits that control acts of wickedness around the world. They are responsible for the evil that we see in the world. And the Bible says, we wrestle against these forces of darkness. Then he tells us in the 13th verse, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that he may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. The evil day is that day that they think, those forces of darkness think they have a chance at you. And then they try to come against you. The Bible says, in such occasion, you will be able to withstand. And having done all, you remain standing. So he tells us, stand therefore. That means always stand against them, overcome them, and remain what? Standing. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. So your faith is a shield. Your faith, your trust in God's word is a shield. That's wonderful. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith, it says, with your faith, you shall be able to quench, liquidate, neutralize, paralyze, frustrate all the fiery darts of the wicked. That's amazing. That's amazing. They can't have advantage over you. Hallelujah. I like that. I like that. I like that. It says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. How do you pray in the Spirit? Praying in tongues. Yeah, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against these spiritual forces that we engage in the realm of the Spirit. And as we pray, we make declarations through our understanding of the Word of God. You see it? That means we are taking the Word and using the Word as a weapon. That's why he says in verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word is Rhema, which is the Rhema of God. It's the spoken Word. And what makes it the Word of God is you are not just speaking words. You're actually taking what God has already said and speaking those words in consonance with what God said. He said it, so you say. He said it, so you say. On the basis of what he said, so you make declarations. He says, that is the sword of the Spirit. The Rhema of God. God's word in your mouth. So we make declarations and we speak in tongues. We pray in the Spirit. We speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. As we speak in tongues, we overwhelm the forces of darkness. We overwhelm them. Hallelujah. We don't get overwhelmed by them. We overwhelm them. Glory be to God. So that's what we've got to do. And right now we're going to pray in this way. Engaging forces of darkness around the world and in the nations of the world. And we break their hold and their influence over leaders of nations, over heads of institutions around the world. We overwhelm them by the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready to overwhelm them right now? Let's pray. And the choir goes singing, King of all the nations. And right after that, you just go on. Go ahead and pray.
Oh,
How gracious you are, Lord. How gracious you are. All the earth is yours, and the fullness thereof. The world and all that is in it, it all belongs to you. All belongs to you. All belongs to you. Barasaya, Barakundi, Libranonto, Kilagavras, Lebredeski, Kilagavras, Heflenene, Inlenente, Coradilos, Horedekes, Horanigis, Kilakafas, Valadios, Coramandi, Negremente, Consodora, Cotonese, Sarandaca, Paradola, Contequia. Zashelema Pronondo, Kilagavra de la Compronante. Segre dele capranela, rasunto capranini, higabara dele conconamina, la tele capradesque protosque cafrenene, lengre dios coche sali cabra dolo confo salabahai, ramanana contusia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, rabaka setekia. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, please call +234-812-851-9834, +234-907-227-5228, or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org. God bless you.